Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. Well, the main subject on tonight's programme is TB and a recent study connecting high levels of TB with wild deer. I'm joined on the line by the Ulster North Leinster Regional Chairman of the IFA, Bert Stewart, who is also the IFA Animal Health Chairman. Let's just touch firstly on some interesting findings down in Wicklow. There's been a serious TB problem down there, and wild deer have been a factor after, and in Donegal we've certainly our fair share of wild deer as well. Perhaps you can update us as to what's been happening with that study in Wicklow, and can we learn much from it?
Yeah, good evening, Chris. Yes, look, we can learn from it certainly, because it's the first detailed analysis that has been carried out on deer anywhere really in the country. The Department of Agriculture started to do this program in Wicklow last September, and look, 103 deer were removed from a targeted area, as we call it, a black spot area for TB in Wicklow, in the Callery area, to go out to 103 deer. At random, they would have ranged, I suppose, from a two-year-old deer to a 13-year-old stag. And I suppose the alarming thing was that 16% of the deer had TB of some sort or another. Yeah. And that's unacceptable, that a farmer has to try and farm with wildlife on his farm, that 16% of them are infected with TB. There has been another 30 deer taken out since that, and the department hasn't released the results of those yet. You know, they have all been cultured, carried out on them all as well, but we would be hearing that is actually worse than 16% in the other 30 deer that were taken out. So, look, it's alarming. It needs to be dealt with, and I suppose the department does accept that there is a problem there, and the numbers of deer need to be reduced in these problem areas. There is a National Deer Management Forum has been established to develop, I suppose, a national deer management strategy. But it's slow at making progress. There's a lot of different bodies represented on it. And it's very hard to get consensus.
And there is a problem with sort of the whole growth of the wild deer population, and you hear calls for culling and managing it, but fair to say that in some parts of the country it's been fairly uncontrolled.
Yeah, I suppose the alarming figure that has come out in Wicklow is that there's about 13,000 deer culled annually in County Wicklow, yet the numbers are increasing, because the silky deer is the main deer in Wicklow, and the numbers are increasing even though there's 13,000. It gives you an idea of the scale and the number of deer that are there. They have no natural predator, so if they're not controlled, they will keep multiplying. And look, that's something that we want the department to take control of and put a deer management program in place, similar to the wildlife program is there for badgers that are infected with TB as well.
If we look back over the years, I mean, there was a time when Donegal was right up there as one of the counties with the highest TB incidence rates. We have come some way since the worst times, though, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Look, there has been progress made, and I suppose the figures would all show, I suppose, in the last 12 years, the levels of TB has halved. And that has happened in conjunction with the wildlife program that we would insisted on the department putting in place, and dealing with the other sources of infection as in the badger. And until they were dealt with, really, there had been 40, 50 years of testing and no progress made. But from the wildlife control program was put in place, there has been progress made in that. And similarly with the deer, they must be controlled, whether it's diseased wildlife. A farmer cannot carry out his daily farming practices without a threat from them.
So looking ahead, the next 6 months, 12 months, next couple of years, where would you like to see us down the road? How much can be achieved? Is it down to putting the finance in place?
Yeah, look, finance is an issue, and we're in negotiations with the department at the minute. Even though TB levels have fallen nationally by half, it's you know, it's little comfort for the farmers that are tied up with TB at the minute, and suffering huge financial costs and inconvenience and stress, the stress of the whole test and not knowing where you're going to be, whether you'll be fit to purchase cattle or you'll be fit to sell cattle, you know, what position you're in financially. And look, the department needs to relook at the whole compensation that's there and put in proper compensation, you know, to deal with the guys that are still with a disease breakdown. Yeah. And let them make the right decisions if there's an animal that's doubtful.
Now, I know, in the run-up to the budget, I mean, you had stressed about the fact that the costs associated with the whole TB eradication scheme control measures hadn't been reduced for farmers. Now, there's still quite a lot of money being spent on the whole TB eradication scheme. It had been reduced from 60 million, I think, the year before to about 35 million last year. So just arising out of the recent budget, what's the scenario for the next 12 months?
Well, the department tells us, you know, that the level of funding that's there in the budget is sufficient. We would question that. A lot of the funding that is there, it's not from the National Exchequer. There comes 12 to 14 million from Europe. Farmers contribute another 15 or 16 million. So, you know, over half the funding actually is not from the state coffers. It's from farmers between levies and EU funding that is there. But we need to target proper compensation at the farmers that are worst hit and, you know, most severely hit. And as I say, we are in negotiations with the department at the moment. Look, it's difficult negotiations because they want to make savings, of course. But we need the proper funding there for the department vets and private practitioners to make the right call when they're out. And if there's a risk of an animal being infected, that it's taken and the farmer doesn't suffer huge financial loss because of that. And I think if that's dealt with, there will be more progress made over the next number of years.
If we look at the recent finding, Wicklow has the highest levels of TB in cattle in the country. It also has the highest population of deer. In terms of the deer population, Donegal will be up there as well. Do you think we'll actually see action on the ground here in Donegal now to look at the connection between deer and TB in this part of the world?
Yes, well, you see, when this National Deer Management Forum, with the department, and we're putting huge pressure on them, that they'll deal with this in a targeted area, in this calorie area in County Wicklow, and it'll be rolled out then on a national basis in areas where there are problems with deer and TB in cattle. That it'll be rolled out on a national, there's a pilot program that will be hopefully run out on a national basis.
Now, just turning to something slightly different, an issue that's cropped up in recent times, the independence of valuers in the on-farm market valuation scheme. Well, it's central to the credibility of the scheme, and the imposition of penalty points, and there's a lot of bureaucratic controls in the current scheme. This isn't going down too well.
No, it's not, because, look, it's valuers are coming out to put proper market value on animals, and that's all we're asking for, is proper market value, replacement value on the animals. Really, the valuers are coming out with their hands tied before they come out. If the department appeals the valuation, and the second valuer would value the animal lower than the first, then the first valuer will get a penalty point. So they're afraid to overvalue the animal by a euro, or they will get a penalty point. Look, it's not acceptable. They're supposed to be independent valuers. This is taking the independence away from it. It really is taking the independence away when the department ties their hands like this, going out as penalty points. All we want is independent valuers do the job independently without any penalties or fear of any threats or sanctions by the department.
So why has this come about? Was there quite a variation in the values being placed?
No, I can't say there's a huge variation. Look, there's an appeal system there. The department can appeal if a valuer is wrong. A farmer can appeal as well if a valuer, if he feels not getting justice for the animals he's been valued. There is an appeal system there, and I don't know why they have brought this into place. The appeal system works equally for farmers as it does for the department, yet the department wants to tie valuers' hands coming out.
And finally, Bert Stewart, in terms of animal health and issues that have cropped up in the last 6 months or so, and we're going into now the winter months, anything on the horizon that we should be aware of, that we should be taking extra precautions about?
Well, I suppose farm biosecurity is important going into winter. Any strangers, visitors come to the farm, let it be other farmers, let it be vets, let it be AI technicians, scanners. It's important to have, you know, a farm dip, foot dip there, because really you're protecting your own livestock, because you don't know what diseases can be transmitted, you know, by dirty boots or whatever coming onto the farm. Look, there's a range of issues with cattle housing, I suppose, you know, and it has been a wet summer in some parts of the country, and I suppose fluke is an issue going forward, and I suppose get advice from your vet, the best fluke drench, the best time to do it. Worms, usual, you know, parasites in general, it's a good time to treat them whenever animals have been housed.
Bert Stewart there, the IFA Animal Health Chairman, and also the IFA's Ulster North Leinster Regional Chairman, and a regular visitor to Donegal. The Irish Farmers Association is warning against an overreaction to a study by the World Health Organization which classifies processed and red meats as carcinogenic to humans. The WHO claims there is a clear link between eating too much processed meat and bowel cancer, and that red meat is a likely cause of some cancers. An Irish Farmers Association spokesman said consuming recommended quantities of red meat is well recognised by medical experts as being beneficial to human health and provides the body with essential vitamins and minerals. Meanwhile, the ICSA President Patrick Kent has said that consumers should not be overly concerned following the publication of the WHO report. He said that Ireland produces the best grass-fed beef in the world, and that we cannot allow this message from the WHO to be taken out of context and to be used to scaremonger consumers. He also added that the benefits of eating red meat are well known, as it is an important source of protein, iron and vitamins. Well, Gardaí are continuing their investigations into the theft of 100 animals from a farm in Kilbeggan in County Westmeath in June. Last week, Gardaí arrested a 34-year-old man in connection with an investigation into the theft of the livestock with an estimated value in excess of €100,000. The man was released without charge and a file is currently being prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions. Earlier this month, Gardaí arrested a different man in his 30s in County Donegal in connection with the theft, but this man was also later released without charge. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers making €3.95 a kilo, heifers €4.05 a kilo, R grade bulls €4 a kilo, and O grade cows €3.40, U grade cows €3.80 a kilo. And sheep prices: sheep, lamb €4.70 a kilo to 22 kilos, ewes €2.70 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. Many thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore, until next week. Farming News and Views is brought to you in association with the Farming Independent. First, with the Farming News and Views every Tuesday.